The Abandon Release Method Practice Instructions. Preliminary Instructions. The setting should be where you will be undisturbed. If you're at home when you practice, you can ask your family members not to disturb you while you are practicing. You should be alone during your practice session. You can begin with a 1 hour or 2 hour practice session. There should be nothing you have to attend to during your practice sessions. There should be no other activities going on during your practice sessions. The time set aside for practice is for practice only. If you have children, it's best to have someone you trust watching your children during your practice sessions so that you do not have to worry about them. Body posture is not important with the Abandon Release Method. You can do the practice laying down on your bed, or you can do the practice sitting up. For your first practice session, laying down on your bed would be better. Laying down helps one to forget the body. If you do the practice sitting up, you can do the practice in a meditation posture with legs crossed if you find that comfortable. If you do not find that comfortable, you can do the practice sitting in a chair or sitting on a couch. Whatever position causes no pain and is most comfortable is best. If you do practice sitting, when you sit down, you can sit with your spine straight. However, as soon as you begin the practice, you should ignore your body posture and ignore your body. After practice begins, it does not matter what position your body is in. You can alternate, sometimes doing the practice laying down in your bed, and sometimes doing the practice sitting up. The advantage of doing the practice laying down on your bed is that it is easier to forget the body in that position. The advantage of doing the practice sitting up is that gravity will assist in pulling your mind into your spiritual heart. And that is one of the reasons why sitting up has been a posture recommended in the traditions of the past. Another advantage of doing the practice sitting up is that you are less likely to fall asleep during practice. Although you ignore the environment during the abandon release method, ignoring smells, sounds, sights, and the body, if there is an emergency, such as the smell of smoke, or the sound of someone needing help, or a painful body sensation indicating the need for your attention, you should stop the practice and attend to what needs to be attended to. Thought and awareness are not the same. The following definitions for the word thought and the word awareness should be used for the abandon release method. Thought. Thoughts are the words of your native language in the mind. If your native language is English, and the language you think in is English, then thoughts are those English words in your mind. If you think in two languages, then thoughts are the words of those two languages in your mind. Awareness. When you wake up in the morning, awareness is that consciousness that woke up in the morning. Thoughts come and go, but the background of awareness does not come and go. Awareness remains continuous during all the waking hours until you go to sleep at night. Awareness is you, your consciousness that is looking through your eyes right now. Feelings come and feelings go, but the background of awareness does not come and go. Awareness is you. There are not two, you and awareness. There's only one. Awareness is another name for you. You wake up in the morning. Awareness wakes up in the morning. Two ways of of saying the same thing. You were sleeping. Now you wake up in the morning. What is the difference? The difference is you were not aware while sleeping. You wake up and now you are aware. You could call awareness awakeness. In deep sleep, you are not aware of any thoughts or objects. You wake up and now you are aware of thoughts and objects. Or you're aware of the absence of thoughts and objects. In the abandoned release method practice, the word consciousness and the word awareness have the same meaning. Here is a suggestion for beginners. Practice for at least 2 hours per day, every day. Practice either in 1 2-hour session or 2 1-hour sessions. Morning, when you first wake up, is best. Evening, just before you go to sleep, is second best. Like any skill, you learn by practice. The longer you practice, the more enjoyable the practice becomes. After you have gained some skill in letting go, some people will find it easy and enjoyable from the beginning. Other people will find it easy and enjoyable only after some weeks of practicing every day. Put the Do Not Disturb sign on your bedroom door. Turn out the lights. Lay down on your bed. If laying down flat on your back gets tiresome at some point, you can turn over on your side. enjoy your meditation.